Verse 23, I'm reading. When he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. Now notice, after 40 years, he's not prepared. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. Now notice this. He's doing something he thinks the fine thing to do. He's going to deliver his brethren. Verse 25, for he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them. But they understood not. Neither did Moses understand at this time. Now, verse 26, and the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove and would have set them at one again, saying, sirs, we are brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? And so Moses is frightened. Then fled Moses at this saying, and he was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai the angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him. Now notice this here. This man here wasn't prepared to deliver them, and when he wanted to deliver them, the people weren't prepared for him either, by the way. They wouldn't accept his leadership. They resisted it. Now we find that when God appeared to Moses, verse 32, now saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Then said the Lord to him, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning. I'm come down to deliver them, and now come, I will send thee into Egypt. God told Moses, I've heard their groaning. That was the reason. He saw their need. That's the reason he provided a Savior for you and me. It wasn't because of the fact we are such wonderful people. And he said, my, they're so lovely down there. I must go down and save them. They're so sweet. They're so kind. They're so loving of me. They're so faithful to me and loyal. No, God says we were just corrupt, rotten sinners, lost. And our lost condition is what appealed to him because he loved us. And that's the explanation. Now will you notice verse 35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. You notice the emphasis that's placed here upon the ministry of the angels in the life of the nation Israel. And I think I should pause and say this, that the ministry of angels were for the nation Israel, and you'll find them very prominent. The law was given by the ministry of angels. Somebody says, how did God give it to Moses on the mount? Did God come down to Moses? Yes, but only as an angel. It was always by the ministry of angels. And there is no ministry of angels to the church. Now, we make a great deal at Christmas time about the angels. But who are the angels appearing to, and for what purpose? Why, the angel appeared to Joseph. That was the ministry in the Old Testament. Angel appeared to Zacharias. Angels came to the shepherds. Angels appeared singing glory to God in the highest. But my friend, there have been no angels around my place recently, and there have been none around your place. And I can say that because I know that if you're seeing them, you better see a psychiatrist or somebody, because they have nothing to do with the ministry of the church. They did with the nation Israel.